And now, here comes story time.
Our Chachamim tell us, Lo ha-midrash ha-ikar, elo ha-ma'aseh. Though the learning of Torah is so very, very important, yet what counts most is action, ma'aseh. That is, what we learn in Torah, we carry out into action. This means, of course, good character and midos tovos. That's right. Lo ha-midrash ha-ikar. The main thing is not only to learn Torah, elo ha-ma'aseh, but to do all in your power to bring all of your knowledge and learning into action, in being good to your fellow man, and to always display good character. One of the many important rules our Chachamim teach us is self-control. This means to always be patient and never lose your temper. That's right. It's so very wrong to lose your temper. In fact, the Chachamim tell us, Kol hakoes, anyone who loses his temper and becomes angry, ki'ilu oved avodah zarah, is equal to the one who worships an idol, avodah zarah. And the story you are about to hear is about a person who failed to realize the importance of this rule and would so often become angry and lose his temper. And one time, as a result of this, he got himself into a lot of trouble. There once lived a very wealthy person called Reb Beryl. He owned many large factories, lumber yards, and ships that sailed the seas. He was really worth some fortune of wealth. Now, though Reb Beryl had all he needed in order to live a comfortable and luxurious life, yet there was something that he was missing so badly. And that was good character. He was known to be so very selfish. He would hardly ever give any tzedakah, any charity, willingly. And in addition to this, he was a baal gaiva, a show-off. He would always brag about his riches and wealth whenever he had a chance to do so. Surprisingly, Reb Beryl was a very learned man, for he spent much of his youth in learning Torah. But it seems that Reb Beryl did not succeed in ma'aseh, that is, to turn all of his knowledge into good action. And to top it off, Reb Beryl was a very impatient person. He would so often become angry and lose his temper. You see, dear children, Reb Beryl was so very successful in gaining so much wealth and fortune for himself, but was so very, very poor and failing when it came to good character. Now, in the town where Reb Beryl lived, there was no yeshiva. So he hired a private tutor, Reb Label the Melamed, to come to his house and teach his son David Torah. Every now and then, Reb Beryl would come into the room where Label the Melamed and his son David would be learning Torah and listen to the lesson. One day, Reb Beryl heard the Melamed say to his son David, "To be rich or to be poor is entirely in the hands of Hashem. No rich man can be sure that he will be rich forever, and no poor man must remain poor for the rest of his life. For in one moment, the richest man could become penniless, and the poor man can become so very rich." Upon hearing this, Reb Beryl became so angry, lost his temper, and called out, "How dare you teach him such a thing? Why, that makes no sense at all. You may leave my house, and don't bother to come back again." Without saying a word, Label the Melamed got up and left the house. David began to cry. "Father, why did you do this? Why did you send him away? He was such a good teacher. I really liked him. Please call him back." But David's father paid no attention to him at all. He was so very angry. Yes, angry enough to lose his temper and send away David's teacher from his house. Upon seeing David cry, Reb Beryl got up and left the house. And as he got outside, he began to walk and walk, not even to pay attention to where he was going. For he really was going nowhere. He just wanted to have some fresh air in order to calm down before coming back home again. But, dear children, something so very strange happened to Reb Beryl. Something that taught him a lesson to remember for the rest of his life. For in the distance, he noticed a police officer walking towards him. As the officer came close enough, he called out, "You are under arrest. Come with me to the police station." Reb Beryl didn't understand. "What's the meaning of this? What wrong did I do? Why are you arresting me?"
"Ah, don't look so innocent. You know that you are not allowed to be on this street on Sunday." Saying this, the officer took out a piece of paper and said to Beryl, "Now you have a choice of one of these two. Either sign this paper and you may go back home, or come with me to the police station."
Reb Beryl was so confused. He was really mixed up and didn't realize what was happening. And as the officer handed him a pen, he signed his name at the bottom of the paper.
"Thank you," said the officer with a vicious smile on his face. "Thank you. My superiors are going to be quite proud of what I did today."
"What do you mean by that?" asked Reb Beryl.
"You see," answered the officer, "you have just now signed away all of your property to the government. You are now penniless. You don't even own the shirt that is on your back."
Saying this, the officer turned away and headed back for his office to announce the good news to his superiors. But Reb Beryl remained there alone, motionless, as if he had just been in a nightmare.
"I just can't believe it. I just can't believe it.
The rich and prosperous Beryl is now penniless. And it all happened in just one moment.
Hey, wait. Oh, my. Isn't that what the Melamed taught my son, David? That the richest person could become penniless in just one moment. Oh, my. What can I do now? And how can I return home? How can I ever tell this to my family? Oh, I don't know what to do. I just don't know what to do.
Well, dear children, you see, Ribera lived in a town where Jewish people were forbidden to walk on certain streets on Sundays. And if they would be found on any of those forbidden streets, they would be punished severely. That is, they would have to turn over all of their properties and wealth to the government. Yes, dear children, Reb Beryl was not as fortunate as we are today to live in a country where we can enjoy total freedom. That is, to learn Torah and practice all of its mitzvahs. But in the town where Reb Beryl lived, there was no such freedom at all. And alas, now Reb Beryl is in real trouble. What is he going to do now? How can he return home? How can he face his son David and tell him what had happened? Well, dear children, it was then that Reb Beryl finally realized how wrong it was for him to lose his temper and to send away the Melamed from his house. Not having enough courage to go home right away, Beryl decided to go to his Rebbe and tell him the whole story and hear what the Rebbe has to say. Perhaps he will be able to help him. Perhaps the Rebbe will show him a way how to correct the mistake that he had made. The Rebbe said to Beryl, I want you to realize that in order that Hashem may help you, you must change your ways. You must be kind-hearted and be willing to share your own fortunes with others who are not as fortunate as you. You see, Reb Beryl, continued the Rebbe, the only reason why Hashem blessed you with riches is only to give you the blessed opportunity to give tzedakah, charity, to the poor and needy. So the more tzedakah you will give, the more Hashem will continue to bless you with riches and prosperity. Now you have a chance to begin from anew. I want you to take upon yourself to give away ma'aser, that is, one-tenth of all of your money for tzedakah, charity. And as you will do this, I will pray to Hashem to help you and free you from your present unfortunate situation. But, Rebbe, I don't understand. How can I make a promise to give one-tenth of all my monies to tzedakah if I am now penniless? I signed away all of my property and money to the government.
Never mind, answered the Rebbe, never mind. You just do what I say, and Hashem will surely bless you with success. Now Beryl promised to the Rebbe to give away one-tenth of all his money to tzedakah, and then said to the Rebbe, and what will be now? The Rebbe smiled and said, Beryl, you can now go home and pray to Hashem. I will do the same. After all, Hashem is a God of miracles. The Rebbe led Beryl to the door and bid him farewell.
Beryl came home, he told his wife all what had happened and said, "Come, let's take the Tehillim, the Book of Psalms, and pray to Hashem to help us in this moment of need." Well, dear children, while Reb Beryl and his wife were pouring out their heart to Hashem, as they both recited the holy portions of the Tehillim, something very strange took place in the house of the officer who had the paper upon which Beryl signed his name to give away all of his property and money to the government. You see, dear children, the officer decided to celebrate a little before bringing the good news to the government. So he took out a tall bottle of wine and began to drink to his heart's content. And he just continued drinking glass after glass till he became so drunk that he just fell fast asleep sitting by the table. Little did the officer realize that he was crumpling the paper upon which Reb Beryl's signature was placed. And as he fell asleep, he dropped the paper on the floor. Meanwhile, the housemaid came in and noticed the officer snoring away on the table. She called out, "How can I do my house cleaning with him around?" Nevertheless, she took the broom and began sweeping the floor. As she finished sweeping up the floor, she took all the trash that was on the floor and threw it into the blazing fireplace. Of course, this also included the crumpled paper with Reb Beryl's signature on it. Well, dear children, the Rebbe's blessings reached Reb Beryl in full measure, for a miracle indeed did take place, and Hashem answered the prayers of the Rebbe and the Tehillim recited by Reb Beryl and his wife. And you can imagine, dear children, what happened when the officer awoke and just couldn't figure out what happened to the paper. He was afraid to tell this to the government, for they would surely punish him for being so clumsy. So he kept it a secret and never told anyone about it. Well, little David was so happy to find out that his Melamed Reb Leib was called back again to teach him Torah. For Reb Beryl apologized to Reb Leib and asked him for his forgiveness. "Please continue teaching my son the wonderful words of Torah," said Beryl. "It is now that I realize how true are the words of the Holy Torah." Of course, Reb Beryl kept his promise and distributed a vast amount of money for tzedakah, which was yet only a tenth of what he actually owned. Yes, dear children, Reb Beryl surely learned a lesson. A lesson he is going to remember for the rest of his life. And that is what is written in the Torah. Aser to aser. And as our Chachamim tell us, Aser bishvil shetis asher. The true path to prosperity is through giving tzedakah generously. For the more you give, the more Hashem blesses you in return for your good deed.